Hello again. Thank you so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Joel chapter 2 today, verses 12 through 17. Joel chapter 2, verses 12 through 17. It says, "Yet even now, declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning, and rend your hearts, not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love, and he relents over disaster. Who knows whether he will not turn and relent and leave a blessing behind him, a grain offering and a drink offering for the Lord your God. Blow the trumpet in Zion, consecrate a fast, call a solemn assembly, gather the people, consecrate the congregation, assemble the elders, gather the children, even nursing infants. Let the bridegroom leave his room and the bride her chamber. Between the vestibule and the altar, let the priests and the ministers of the Lord weep and say, 'Spare your people, O Lord, and make not your heritage a reproach, a byword among the nations. Why should they say among the peoples, where is their God?'" Now, because of Israel's disobedience and their rejection of God, the nation of Israel was experiencing the judgment of God. That's what we've been looking at in our challenges here in this section of the book of Joel. But look at what God says here. "But he still wanted to bless them and forgive them. Yet even now," verse 12, "declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting and weeping, with mourning, and rend your hearts, not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he's gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love, and he relents over disaster. Who knows whether he'll return and relent and leave a blessing behind him, a grain offering and a drink offering for the Lord your God." Folks, God says, look, I am bringing a judgment because I'm a God who's faithful to my word, and I said there'd be consequences if you do not follow my word. Yet, I am a God who forgives. I'm a God of mercy, and I want to forgive. If you will just rend your heart, you need to return to God with your whole heart, and he will respond. Now, he doesn't want actions that look like repentance. He wants to be first in your life. That's why he said, rend your hearts, not your garments. Tearing your garments may look like you're repenting, but he knows your heart. Folks, you know the Bible actually says that God is going to respond when Israel truly, truly repents of their sin and acknowledges Jesus is the Messiah. Listen to Zechariah chapter 12, verses 10 through 14. "And I'll pour out on the house of David and the inhabitants of Jerusalem a spirit of grace and pleas for mercy, so that when they look on me, on him whom they have pierced, they shall mourn for him as one mourns for an only child and weep bitterly over him as one weeps over a firstborn. On that day, the mourning in Jerusalem will be as great as the mourning for Hadad Rimmon in the plain of Megiddo. The land shall mourn, each family by itself, the family of the house of David by itself, and their wives by themselves, the family of the house of Nathan by itself, and their wives by themselves, the family of the house of Levi by itself, and the wives by themselves, the family of the Shimeites by itself, and their wives by themselves, and all the families that are left, each by itself, and their wives by themselves." God's going to pour out on Israel, the nation of Israel, at the end of the tribulation period, just a desire to get right with God. And they're going to acknowledge that they put to death his Messiah, and they're going to weep and they're going to wail, and then God is going to come and redeem them. You know, God says the same to us. In James chapter 4, verses 4 and following, "You adulterous people, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Therefore, whoever wishes to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. Or do you suppose it's to no purpose that the scripture says he yearns jealously over the spirit that he has made to dwell in us? But God gives more grace. Therefore, God says, he opposes the proud and gives grace to the humble. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. Draw near to God, he'll draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners. Purify your hearts, you double-minded. Be wretched and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to gloom. Humble yourselves before the Lord, and he will exalt you." Just like God does called out here in the book of Joel to the nation of Israel and says, "I want you to return to me with your whole heart, and I will relent of the disaster, and I'll leave a blessing." In the same way, he says to us, when you are away from me, come back with your whole heart, and I will bless. I don't know who needed to hear this today, but God knows, and I pray you respond appropriately. Turn to the Lord with your whole heart, and he'll bless you. I look forward to sharing some more with you next week. Hope to see you then.